Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. The football talk continues here. In moments, Richie Leone will join us, CFL punter, NFL punter. I'm interested to chat with Richie with where he may be from. This guy has been all over. There's news, breaking news from the National Football League today. Not the best. Former Riders linebacker Derek Moncrief has been waived. Read that. Released by the Las Vegas Raiders. Stuff's getting real. And just before we bring on Richie Leone, this is the point that I was getting to. We haven't even talked about the Portland Winterhawks hockey team's owner declaring bankruptcy. The worm's starting to turn, folks. 60 days of the pandemic in North America, just from a sports perspective, you got an owner declaring bankruptcy. You got Travis Lule leaving the league to go to work in the family business. You got Jake Bennett retiring on Friday. Like, it's starting to happen. And I'll relate it to my car being broken into last night and a small amount of cash taken. I was talking to a guy this morning. I do not want to say to whom, but I said, the worst is yet to come. I don't fear it. I know it. People are getting desperate. It's been a two-month holding pattern, and now you're starting to see the results of it, and they're not good. So the people that are admonishing Dana White for holding UFC 249 on Saturday night and not respecting the health of others and not doing this, how many of you are getting a paycheck? Because if you're not, your perspective's probably going to change on what's going on in the world right now. That's just the truth. Any thoughts on this before we bring in Richie?
No, I agree with you on that right now, for sure.
That's it? That's all you got to say?
I know, but it's all about perspective, right? And what situation you're in. Everyone's going to have a different view of it. I just challenge people to get outside of your own world. Try and get your mind into somebody else's perspective, or just try and see it from another perspective. But
that's another topic.
That's so hard to do. Yeah. Next to impossible.
Okay. So our next guest, for those that don't know, has been a friend of mine for quite some time now, but he's going to be new to you. From Roswell, Georgia, Richie Leone, punter with the Baltimore Ravens, BC Lions, Pittsburgh Steelers, BC Lions again, Arizona Cardinals, and now the Ottawa Redblacks. CFL All-Star multiple times, on three occasions, as a matter of fact. And he joins us now. Oh, I thought he was on the phone. Look at that. We get to actually look at him today. How you doing, Richie?
Hey, can you hear me?
Absolutely, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yo, I realize you probably had to go pretty deep into the Rolodex to stumble upon having me on there. But nonetheless, I've enjoyed listening to the show. I'm glad to be on.
Punters are people, too, even if they can't afford haircuts. What's going on with the coif?
Well, yeah, I mean, the barbershop actually opened up today here. I've been training in Birmingham, Alabama, the last two off seasons. So just right down the road from Roswell. Yeah, things are starting to open back up, but you know, I might leave the flow. I've gotten a lot of, positive feedback, mainly from family members and people who are probably lying to me. So we'll see what happens.
Richie, honestly, it looks great. I just almost didn't recognize you. So please tell me, through 60 days, not that you didn't look good before, through 60 days, how's life as a pro football player right now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, spend a lot of time on the internet looking at different things, and people have so many different takes on what's going to happen. But you know, at the end of the day, when you spend those hours training, whether it be lifting weights or getting some work in on the field, you know, all that kind of goes away, and you get to focus on stuff that you love to do. And you know, then you're snapped back to reality. So it's interesting, and obviously, things are starting to play out. The timeline's getting shorter in our for our game. So well, there's a lot up in the air, but we'll see.
Yeah. Is it a scary time for you guys? I mean, you're sitting there in the States when you got the message from your president, Solomon El-Mimian, saying get to Canada. Obviously you weren't in position to get to Canada at that time, but what's the latest talk from the CFLPA? What do you know? Or are you just still literally just sitting there in a holding pattern waiting to hear when you can come to Canada?
I mean, I'm pretty optimistic, but I understand that it's logistically very difficult, you know, when teams are comprised of a lot of international players. And, you know, I actually did have the thought to try to get up to Ottawa while I still could. And I didn't, but that's the past. And, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the commissioner sat before the committee and had his meeting. And, you know, there's a lot of interesting things that went on there. But, you know, after that, I saw fellow specialist Ryan King have an interview, and he kind of cleaned up some of the things that kind of rub me the wrong way. So it sounds like things are going the right direction, and I can only hope for the best right now.
That's exactly it. Hey, by the way, I got to tell our viewers that we should have told them off the start. We've got brand new broadcast gear, by the way. Are you having some issues with the hearing in your earbuds, Richie, or are you good?
I'm good. Can you hear me? Okay. All right?
No, you're fine. It's just some of our viewers are saying there's an echo and it's only coming through one earbud, not both. That's called stereo, folks. Just so you know, we should have told people that we're auditioning the TriCaster.
Dolby Digital Surround.
Basically, it's like if you're an airplane pilot, an airline pilot, Richie, and you flew a plane yesterday and came in today, and it's a whole new board in front of you, is kind of what's going on for our technical guys today. But you sound great. What are you looking at over there? Are you good? Are you safe?
Am I safe?
Well, you just looked like you were being attacked by something or something over there.
Oh, no, I'm good. I got quite the view. I got some trees out in front of me. There's some wildlife. We have cats that run around this whole kind of apartment complex. No, I'm great. Don't worry about me.
How would you compare that to your apartment in Tempe, Arizona?
Oh, it was, you know, it's apples and oranges. You got the best of both worlds. I certainly don't miss a summer out there. But when we linked up, that was what, February or so, when the Riders took over the Gila River Casino, what was it, the arena, whatever. Yeah. That was a good time.
That's hilarious. It was the Gila River Gila River Casino Arena, I believe. It doesn't matter now. I don't even know it's got the same name. But the thing was, I was hosting the Ryderville party, and Richie was dating a friend of mine, and I got a message to Richie. We hadn't met yet, and I said, hey, can you get Richie Leone on my show? And she's like, well, it's for Rider fans, and he thinks Rider fans hate him. And I'm like, no. This is off season. It's not game day. Just come on down, and we'll interview you. And it actually went great, right?
That was a lot of fun. And Jorgen was down there, too, who's a good buddy of mine. So it was really cool. I didn't know that you guys did that, and it's pretty special.
It has been fantastic, yeah. So, KK, did I hear that right? So you're still currently a CFL free agent right now. So are you? You're in, what's your contract status?
Ottawa. I re-signed with Ottawa in February.
Okay. Good. There was a flurry of activity, obviously, at free agency season right there. So it somewhat got past me. So of all the stops that you've made, you really seem to be at home in Ottawa. It looks that way when I watch on television, and your relationship with Lewis Ward. Can you talk about playing for the Red Blacks?
Yeah, I've had fortune enough to have two seasons there so far in the nation's capital, and some good times, a lot more good times I'm looking forward to. But yeah, you know me, I love the CFL. It means a lot to me. It's given me an opportunity, and I've really enjoyed traveling to places like Regina and playing in hostile crowds like that. And, you know, I've spent more time in Canada post-college graduation than anywhere else. So this game means a lot to me. So that's why this time is so interesting. And, you know, I've had kind of my own thoughts as well as other guys do about what's going on and stuff. But yeah, we've had 2 years, and I've really enjoyed playing for Coach Bob Dice, Rick, and now, Coach Fopolis, I'm looking forward to and hoping to get out on the field as soon as we can.
Well, Richie, you are what people would call a must follow on Twitter, because you're not afraid to let your thoughts known. So over the last couple of weeks in the CFL, how do you feel about how things are playing out? For instance, some of our viewers are writing in saying, hey, it's interesting that Richie feels things are moving in the right direction. That's from viewer Nelson. What makes you say that?
Yeah, I guess I just have a little bit of internet troll in me. You know, I'm going to put my thoughts out there. The internet's interesting. It connects us. And whether it be us with, you know, fans or fellow people who work in the industry, you know, I'm just hopeful. You know, it's a really, really important and fragile time where we don't know what's going to be the future. But I know sports has a great way of uniting people and bringing people together. And, you know, through great trial brings great opportunity. There's a great opportunity for the CFL if we can figure out a way to get on the field. I don't know if that's a crapshoot, but I don't know if at the same time, if I'm naive to think that we're going to be playing football, I don't really know. But all I know is I'm a football guy, and I really want to be playing football.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be positive. It doesn't cost anything to be positive. And now I got to say something, too. The punters, very interesting guys. Great interviews. They don't get enough pub, by the way. And I'm thinking just off the top of my head, John Ryan, Josh Bartel, Rob Maver, and I have a real love-hate. I love it. I think he hates it. But punters are people, too, as I said. And you've been an all-star virtually every season you've been in the CFL, Richie. What's your secret up here? And what's the difference between NFL and CFL punting?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a secret. It's just hard work. I surround myself in the offseason with a lot of good guys. I'm currently training with a couple of NFL guys. Ty Long, who played in for the BC Lions. He's with the Chargers. So I get to surround myself with a lot of good guys in the offseason, and we really push each other and compete every day. But there's a little bit of a difference, you know, the 5-yard halo rule and virtually every punt is returned. And obviously going inside the 20, there's no fair catches. So you try to spin it out of bounds. But I love playing in the CFL. It's given me an opportunity, and I've loved every minute of it.
Well, your coach went off, and I'm talking about Bobby Dice, because on announcers that say, what a beautiful punt that was, because it was high and it was long. And he's like, it's not a beautiful punt. It needs to be outside. So there is that difference, right? I mean, Bobby's a bit of a taskmaster when it comes to what he wants.
Oh, for sure. And I'm lucky to have him on coaching me. I don't know if he feels the same way. I know I can, get under his skin a little bit, but I tend to talk too much, I think. And but he gets those guys flying downfield. Great. We got a great team. We got great guys that cover the ball. So it's really a lot of fun going to work every day, listening to Coach Dice in meetings and getting out on the field with them. We got a good crew.
Did he ever tell you that he was a receivers coach first and an offensive guy and then switched to special teams and had to totally learn it in one off season or else lose his job? Did he ever tell you that story?
Well, the greatest coaches are special teams coaches. You look at guys in the NFL, guys like John Harbaugh was a special teams guy. Andy Reid, once upon a time, was a special teams guy. Coach Dice, he's right up there with them. He's the best coach. You got to be able to relate to offensive players, defensive players, and also those kickers, you know?
Which are from another planet, absolutely. Well, Richie, it's funny you say whether he likes you or not. They wouldn't have re-signed you, obviously, if they didn't. So I appreciate you catching up with me today, and I appreciate you following what I do, and I support what you do. It's awesome, and here's hoping we see you on a field soon.
Absolutely. All the best, guys.
Thanks, Richie. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Richie Leone joining us from Georgia today. Sounds like he's right in his hometown, Roswell, Georgia. And the viewers are saying, what is Richie's handle on Twitter? It's actually not that hard to find. I believe it's at Richie Leone. But I do need 15. Rich at Richie Leone 15, Clark just told me. This is the one thing that people need to realize. When they come on the air, some get rattled and concerned. And I guess because I've been doing it for so long, I've never really been rattled and concerned when it comes to this.
Right.
Do you know, like when I was at the farm on Sunday, I was rattled.
Right.
I was afraid I was going to get trampled by these horses. That's not my thing. This is.
You're at home.
I'm at home behind the mic. This is the only time I feel comfortable, actually. But I can get, so that was funny in Glendale, Arizona. Richie's like, I don't want to come on your show. It's all Rider fans. They hate me. And I'm like, I don't know what you think Rider fans are all about. They're football fans. And then he showed up and it was amazing. And we've been friends ever since.
Well, same thing with Nick Lewis coming on
right,
the show.
Right.
And guys just take it so seriously. And have you ever noticed?
Which is good.
It's great because they're all into it. But when you get in the room and you start talking, you realize, this isn't so bad.
Right.
This isn't what I cooked up in my head. This is awesome. It's all a show. It's all entertainment. It's fun. And even when you're on the wrong side of it, when you come together, yeah, it's fun. So yeah, I get it. But you don't see it when you're on that side. All you see is, these guys hate me. They have nothing nice to say about me. They're not going to want to listen to me. Why would he ever want me on the show? And then you get in there and you're like, wait a second. What have I been missing?
This is going very easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Randy in Cochrane, Alberta writes in. He says, Bobby Dice was the head coach in Saskatchewan, right? Oh, yeah. He was the interim coach in 2015 when Corey Chandler was fired just prior to Labor Day, and Bobby coached the last nine games of the year, and they were 3-6. Prior to that, they were 0-9. To milk three wins out of that team, as fractured as they were, their psyche, Bobby should have been in contention for coach of the year. And he actually came on this show and told that story here throughout the summer. Oh, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, he says, I guess throwing beer cans at the BC Lions left an impression, scared them. Well, good. That was the whole idea. And you know, the statute of limitations, I think, has run out on this. As a matter of fact, I know it has. This won't surprise anybody. And the hardcore rider people and the people from this town, which make up, or this province that make up 85% of our viewers daily, know me. It's the people that are getting to know me that can't believe that I'm real. But you all know that I am. So 2008, I defended those Rider fans to the end of the earth for throwing beers at the entire BC Lions team. I got called in by Jim Hobson, the president of the Riders at the time, and Pat Fiacco, the mayor. And they said, good for you for saying that. Actually, it wasn't Hobson, it was Tillman. Eric Tillman, the general manager, and Pat Fiacco, the mayor. Good for you for saying that. I said, well, why didn't you say it? I can't, but good for you. That's the political realm that I have no interest in being a part of.
I know. It's.
I'm just going to say it. The Rider fans had cause to pelt the BC Lions bench with full beers. I'll go to my grave by standing behind them on that.
Yeah.
And it worked. What Jeff's saying, it worked. It scared the hell out of them. Good.
Yeah. That's good. But that's what makes this so great, right? There's no handcuffs here. You can act, you know, the authenticity is through the roof, which is unbelievable.
It's entertaining.
It's so entertaining.
Well, they know what they're going to get. Yeah. Actually, they don't know what they're going to get, but they do know what they're going to get. Jeff in Calgary says, why were they within their rights to pelt? Because the BC Lions were throwing things at the into the stands. He who cast the first stone? Right?
Yep.
By the way, John in Vancouver writes in, says 15% of viewers are from BC, lads. Well, it's not 15%, but it's high. And I'm going to pull this out. I'm going to say it again in case some of you missed it from last week. Our viewer analytics by region. Here are the top 10. Are you ready, Paul Schaefer?
I'm ready. Should I start playing some?
Number one, Saskatchewan. Number two, Alberta. Number three, Ontario. Number four, Manitoba. Number five, BC. Number six, Ohio. Number seven, Nevada. Number eight, Mississippi. Number nine, North Dakota. Number 10, Florida. Some of my favorite places are in the top 10, Florida and Nevada. So when we go to move the show down there, we'll be right at home.
Don't laugh.
We'll be right at home.
It's all being cooked up. Okay. And you know it, too.
We'll be back. We got a sports update. We've got magician Richie Roy coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show Monday morning. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Now, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for putting me in a considerably better mood than I was. Car was broken into last night. Small amount of cash taken. Everybody wants to know how much. Well, what's small to me may not be small to you. I'm not going to say.
It's not small
to me. I'm just saying lock up your valuables. And people are getting desperate out there. We talked about that right off the start.
That's your own... Your own handout, your own bailout.
That's my own personal stimulus package.
Exactly.
To the meth addicted society. You're welcome. Oh, and a former rider texted me today. I almost blurted out his name. And he said, well, at least you're not an idiot and left your Grey Cup rings in your vehicle. No, I didn't. I didn't leave them there. Sports update. The Western Hockey League has confirmed that the Portland Winterhawks are heading towards a new ownership solution. The WHL released a statement Sunday following reports that the Winterhawks parent company, Portland Winterhawks Inc., reportedly filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy on Thursday of last week and that the major junior hockey team had been handed over to a court-appointed receiver. Hang on to that. We'll come back. The head of Japanese baseball says the 12-team league is hoping to start play next month, but no specific date has been set. Japan is living under a state of emergency that's in effect until May 31st. The Japanese season was originally scheduled to open March 20th. And the Spanish Soccer League still plans to resume playing despite five players testing positive for coronavirus. President Javier Tebas hopes play can restart on June the 12th. And from the NFL, the Las Vegas Raiders have waived former Rough Rider linebacker Derek Moncrief. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. And for big time game shows, check their Facebook page for details on their next live show, North America's fastest growing live game show. Richie Roy from Big Time Game Shows will be with us shortly. On the Portland thing, well, there's a few. Let me just, Jason in Red Deer writes in and he says, speaking of the fans versus the players, what is the worst fan versus player incident you've witnessed? Well, thank you, Jason. I could go on all day. One day we should just put topics up on the wall and dedicate one day per topic because this is a great one for me. 2004, Western Hockey League playoffs. Dustin Slade was the Pats goalie, who we've recently connected on Twitter, by the way. Twitter is a wonderful thing if used properly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was being abused by Moose Jaw Warrior fans in Moose Jaw, in the old crush can, and he was kicked out of the game, Dustin was. So on his way out of the stands, were you ever in the old crush can? You must have been.
I missed it.
Oh!
I hate to say
it.
Have
you seen the pictures?
It hurts, yeah.
Anyways, they had to bring in the canopies that go over the aisleway off the ice into the dressing room. And so Dustin was just about to go under the canopy and this fan was leaning over and I don't know if he spit on him or he was just saying something. I don't know what, but Dustin, like out of the blue, just like a jackknife with his stick, speared the guy right in the face. And I'm calling the game and I saw it and I'm like, yes! I sort of have this mentality that if you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horn. Matthew Barnaby and I had a long talk about that. It's at a point now in sports where the fans can do whatever the hell they want. And the second a player or coach retaliates, they're the ones that get fined. It's completely wrong. Now, overall, the teams say, and the business guys say, you pay your money, Do whatever you want, as long as we got your money. Well, what about your people that are being literally harassed and abused down there, in some cases physically? So I'm always pro player or coach. As mentioned, the 87 Stanley Cup playoffs the other night, I'm watching the classic game on Sportsnet, and Glenn Sather gets into it with a fan in Philly after the game. You could read his lips. You're an a-hole. Kiss my ass. He'd have been fine now. What makes you think that we should have to be subjected to whatever kind of abuse that comes our way? When I say we, I mean public people, entertainers. Why? When did that become a thing?
I don't know. It's but it did, and it changed fast. On the one hand, I mean, we're held to a higher standard. And
why? My paycheck never reflected that.
I know.
Why?
Well, and that's a different conversation about what your paycheck should have looked like. But yeah, held to a higher standard in the public eye. And but it, the human to human interactions, though, I mean, that's something completely different. I mean, yeah, to let somebody speak to you or throw things at, or do those things, but then you're not held to the same standards.
Sorry, I'm not buying it.
No.
You reach over the glass, you spit on somebody, you pour a beer on somebody, you're going to get your ass kicked or your head beaten in by a hockey stick, and you deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So we'll continue this. Brady in Saskatoon writes in and says, hey, Rod, how was it calling a video game versus a in-person game? We'll get into all these things. Jason, you opened the Pandora's box of topics of what I've seen between fans and players. But first, let's go to the video chat. Magician Richie Roy joins us. I'm so excited to have him on the air. He looks considerably different than we're used to seeing him. How you doing, Richie?
I'm doing great, Rod. Thanks for having me.
Big time game shows. It says it right across your shirt. Listen, I've seen the numbers. I've played your video game. We're bringing you on today to talk a little bit about it for those that don't know yet. It's sweeping the nation, man. How much are you having fun doing this?
Man, this is pretty incredible. We've elevated the idea of a game show to an interactive thing that anyone can play online. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. You have a chance to win some cash and have a lot of fun doing it right inside of your living room.
So how much were you planning this going into the pandemic? Because you and I've talked, we're from the same area. It's amazing that we're not best friends. We should be, given our age and where we're from. But you said the pandemic, people are at home. There's not a lot of live programming out there. The timing's perfect for you.
100%. You know, we've been thinking about doing this for about 6 months, but at the time we had a ton of fundraisers booked. We had some Casino Regina shows booked. Really focusing on the corporate area of bringing game shows in a new way to Saskatchewan people. But when the pandemic hit, all the shows got canceled. I lost an entire year's worth of work, like a lot of people did. And we said, we need to do this now. And we whipped it together in 1 week and brought it up on the internet. And thankfully, it's been received very well. And it's been growing every week.
Tens of thousands of viewers on a weekly basis. And let me add, can you explain it to our people that are watching right now that don't know how it works?
So Big Time Live happens right on our Facebook page on Big Time Game Shows. All they do is they scroll down and find the live video feed, and then we ask 20 questions, and they just answer by writing into the comments. Our software calculates all the scores, and the top 19 people have a chance of winning cool prizes.
It's that simple? You're telling me it's that simple?
You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to log into anything. You just need a Facebook account. And nowadays, almost everyone does.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, look who you're talking to. So I say that we make great partners. We're the sports talk version of it. You're the game show version of it. But let me say this, too, because I've watched it a lot. All our guys around here have watched it. I said to the boys when I first came, it's so cheesy looking with a satin curtain behind Richie and the Vegas outfit that it works. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we wanted to kind of bring this idea of this glam that they're watching a type of produced TV show. And when you don't have access to a high quality studio and you're kind of quarantined, you have to make best with what you have to do. So we turn literally a small office into a studio, and we just had whatever we had around. We wanted to be the first to the game, so we had to take what was sitting inside of our Tupperware boxes, and we made it work.
Yeah, do you have any questions for him, by the way,
oh,
Darren?
Oh, man. I think it's really cool. Where are you getting viewers from? Have you been tracking that? Because, I mean, it's not just from Weyburn and Saskatchewan, right? They're coming from all over.
That's right. Our main base is from Western Canada. We have a lot of people from Winnipeg all the way out to Vancouver. But we've seen numbers pop up from San Francisco, Portland, down in Miami. There's some players. And it's pretty funny because after we published the video, people restream it again, and they've been playing it in Scotland, of all places.
Wow. That's cool. Have you incorporated any magic into the shows? Because obviously I haven't seen every game show, but, you know, do you do any tricks on the show?
So this is one thing we've been talking about. As professional game show company, we needed to stay away from the magic, because as soon as we incorporate that, people think the chances of winning a prize could be fixed or rigged in some way.
That's interesting. I never thought about that angle.
Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. But yeah. The other thing about the cash, you're giving away Canadian cash, which frankly in Florida is like Canadian Tire money. But what I've realized is it's like they just want to play. They just, you know, it's live and they just want to play a game. If there's some cash at the end of it, I don't think they really care.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is that they can play with their friends. So if they're with Facebook friends that are playing at the same time, they're going to see their comments from their friends as well. So they get to riff on some of the questions that we ask. Because not all the questions we do are strictly trivia. Sometimes they're kind of like a Family Feud style question or a Card Sharks kind of question where there's no chance they could research the answers on Google. But it's more of a subjective thing that people can laugh and talk about. And that's one of the reasons why it works so well.
Richie, what do you got for live shows coming up this week?
So we have another show coming on Wednesday night at 8:30 Central Time, Saskatchewan time. And we're only doing four more episodes before we end the season, take a break for the summer, probably come back to the fall.
Okay, good. Producer Clark has a question, by the way. How was Richie able to grow the game so quickly, and did he have any models or inspiration for the format?
So an interesting thing about this was we developed our business plan by gaining true followers. And there was an idea out there that if you have 1,000 true fans, you can make it as an entertainer, doesn't matter where you live. So for 15 years, as I've worked as a magician based out of Weyburn, Saskatchewan, of 10,000 people, I had to figure out a way to make a full-time job where I don't have access to a million people like that. So the idea was build these 1,000 true followers, and no matter what you do, they're going to buy into it and they're going to follow. So when we first launched the game, we started with 300 fans. The next episode doubled to 600. Next episode doubled to 1,200, and it just kept growing and growing.
Yeah, well, it's been great. I love it. And as you know, Weyburn's like my second hometown. So that's one of the biggest reasons I jumped on, was because it's you and you're a Weyburn guy. Well, Richie, I'll be playing Wednesday night, and I appreciate the time today, and keep it up.
Thanks, man. Hey, I got to say really quickly too, South Korean baseball, the 2-4 Samsung Lions, they're my team.
You can have them. They're not doing so well.
They're not doing so well, but it's Samsung, so they might blow up at any time.
I'm writing it down right now. Nobody's claimed the Samsung Lions.
I caught the joke.
What did he say at the end? I'm sorry.
I caught the joke. He said, well, they're the Samsung Lions, so they might blow up at any time.
That's funny. And Clark was talking in my ear at the same time when he said the joke. What did you say, Clark? Oh, do you have any trivia questions today? Am I supposed to ask you if you have any trivia questions today?
Yeah. Do you guys want to try one out right now?
Sure. Put us on the spot.
All right.
I'm ready.
We can do a easy, medium, hard, or a chance question.
Let's do medium.
All right. Here comes a medium question. This one's called jersey math. I'm going to say the pro athlete, you take their jersey number and add it up with the other two.
Can I use a calculator?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There we go. Sidney Crosby.
Yep.
Plus Cody Fajardo.
Yep.
Plus Warren Moon.
Yep.
What's the answer?
95. Oh, that's it. 95. You did that on your own?
Yeah.
That's how bad I am at math. That's medium? I needed a calculator.
You guys are true sports fans. Yeah. Can I give you a hard one really quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. According to Internet Movie Database, which former professional athlete is credited with the most TV and movie appearances?
Is the
now,
answer
here's
Jesus?
The four options.
Oh, okay.
No, you get, there's Arnold Schwarzenegger, John Cena, Shaquille O'Neal, or Dwayne Johnson.
I gotta go with The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
That's the obvious choice. Yeah, I'm going with The Rock.
Final answer?
No.
Yes.
It's wrong. Go with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dwayne Johnson actually has 100 more credits than Arnold Schwarzenegger does.
There you go. Thank you. I'm 2 for 2. Well, I love it. And I'll be playing Wednesday, Rich. Well, now people are writing in our with the answers. Chuba Hubbard writing in from Great Western. Richie, I see a great synergy ahead for the two of us. And Darren has a comment.
No, I just got ideas. So the next time you come on, be prepared. We'll do like 5 minutes of Q&A game shows, and we'll give something away from the back room.
That sounds awesome, man. I love it.
Cool. Okay, Richie, keep it up. I'm proud of you, man, for what you're doing. Looks like you, more than anything, looks like you're having fun. So keep that going.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys. Take care.
All right. Richie Roy joining us from Weyburn. I just love it.
That would be fun. We could do 10 minutes.
It's always fun. Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Just send the comments nuts.
Yeah.
By the way, let's break, and we got a couple segments left. I want to answer some of the viewers' questions about the SJHL simulation, more on the CFL. See, here's the thing. Jason in Red Deer writes in, he goes, I'm addicted. I don't know specifically what he's talking about. It could be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It could be... You hear these guys over here?
Yeah.
They're all laughing. I wish you could hear them as well as I. Could be... Big time game shows, could be this show. But what I realized, sometimes I wonder if the people in the national and international broadcasting realm are as smart as their paychecks would look like they're that smart.
Yep.
But when live sports does come back, is there going to be the interactive component? Because hang on, we'll talk about that when we come back. Okay, there's the hook. We'll be right back on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Double fisting him here. Two phones from Prairie Mobile. Reading some of the poll questions here, some of the text messages. Tim Furry, little Timmy, writes in and he says, when the poll first came out, I thought to myself I would only pay the lower price for a pay-per-view and just back up the truck. The Daily Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question today is, how much would you pay for a CFL pay-per-view? I think it was pretty clear with the way I worded it. How much would you pay for a CFL pay-per-view? $10 to $50, $50 to $100, or $100+. The runaway winner is $10 to $50. Wow, that's so generous of you folks. How many bills are you going to pay with that? So over to Tim's comment here on Twitter, on the text line. He says, after thinking about it, we already pay $200-ish per game, plus food and drink, plus driving to and from. Paying $100 a game for pay-per-view might even be cheaper for us. So, yep, I would pay that. All comes to priorities. That's from Tim. But the thing is, when you get asked to vote on these polls, whether it be for your local politician or for a Facebook Live sports talk show, nobody really thinks. Just hit the button.
Well,
check the box.
Yeah.
Well, put some thought into it, folks, like Tim did. Because if it's not going to matter, the CFL is not going to go to a pay-per-view model. It worked for the UFC. It won't work for the CFL. But it was just a fun question because we're vastly and rapidly getting into what-if territory. You've realized that. And I hate what if.
Big time.
No, I hate what if. It's the definition of anxiety. I've actually completely reprogrammed my brain not to think like that. Because when you do sit and daydream, what if, 95% of it never happens. You've wasted all your time. Why not put it into something productive?
And it's all negative.
It's all negative. Oh. So why not help somebody?
I know. I agree with you.
Connor Anderson from Yorkton writes in and says, Rod, does Rod actually have a yellow Jeep? Yep. Thank God it wasn't stolen last night. 1975 Jeep CJ. Check the prompter. From John Ohm, he says, has anyone had this Saskatchewan snow beef review? We've all had it, John. They're a show sponsor. That's another reason why this show's been successful. You were talking about being asked to do a show on how this has been successful. We all interact with our sponsors. We ingratiate it. You don't just buy spots on this show. We all have Prairie Mobile phones. We all drive Capital vehicles. We all eat Sass snow beef. We go to games with the sponsors. That's another reason why it's been successful. But I'll tell you this. I went and bought Sass snow beef a couple Fridays ago, barbecued for my family, steaks, big fat rib, well, not fat, big rib eyes. And the meat just disintegrated into my mouth in a good way.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it.
It melts.
And you did your own thing.
Yeah, and I pan-fried mine, but they're so good. It's just superior product. It's worth it. And he came on as a sponsor, but wanted to show us how good it was and invited us down to Crave. And that meal was just, we were all...
sinfully delicious.
Oh, was it ever? We didn't want to leave. And then it was, you got to buy your own. And usually it's, I can only get it this good in a restaurant. But when you make it at home, it's still just as good. It's amazing. So yeah, we've had it.
Another, did you see my Instagram story today? As a matter of fact, I know you did, from my recovery account.
Yep.
Oh, trying to get in locked when I'm on the air. Not cool. Here it is. I just want to read this for those. All of what I do in the recovery world, it all has their own separate accounts. But on my Instagram story there, you glow different when your soul is happy. You glow different when your soul is happy. We went down as a guest of Sask Snow Beef and Crave Kitchen and Bar, and we got the red carpet rolled out. They gave us a private room. They brought in all the servers. I felt like the Queen of England.
Yeah.
And after being, frankly, talked to like I was a dog for the longest time professionally, this is unbelievable, the way that you get treated doing this show. So my soul is very happy, despite being broken into last night. He needed it more than I did. Metal Shingle Guy says, JT and the boys announced another bridge loan for major business. Out of all these programs, the CFL should qualify for something, don't you think? This is quickly turning into a dog's breakfast today of all these topics. Let me say this, combination of a couple things will probably happen. This is a guess and an opinion, but they'll get some Ottawa money, not what they're asking, And then the fans are going to have to step up in the firms in form of, as Nelson wrote in, a GoFundMe, some sort of telethon. Will TSN do it? Will we have all the personalities on TSN? Deep, you know, 24-hour telethon. Let's bring in Damon Allen and Pinball and Doug Flutie and Wally. It's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, I would think so. That's seems like a really positive solution. Excuse me. I think, you know, the government comes out and says, okay, we got $150 million sitting, you know, well, out earmarked for the CFL, but we're really not going to give you $150 million because you're going to commit to doing this, 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 and this. And one of them includes a telethon and a, you know, just like the Riders touchdown lottery, they'll do something like that and a telethon and everything else. And we'll see how much you get out of that. We're planning for you to make $30, $40, $50 million out of that, and we'll give you the other 100, you know, or something like that. That seems like a really good solution.
So that's what it's probably going to be. And I was loath to even bring up pay-per-view for the CFL because it's just not going to happen. But we're in what-if territory, and we need questions. To the Prairie Mobile text line again. Hey, Rod, it's Brady. How different is calling a game via a video game than it is calling it in person? Is it more challenging or about the same? No, it's 10 times easier, and you would attest to that. So let me tell you something. So when this SJHL simulation came up, actually it was Paul here that brought it up. He's taking with the whole thing. And then he looked at me and like, will you call the games? And he just batted his eyes. And I'm like, no. And then he gave me that Paul look, right? Yeah. Can you give it to the camera?
That's the look.
There's
right?
a gif. Yeah. And I'm like, Paul, I'm not calling a damn video game. Look, I've been in this business 31 years since I was 16 years of age. I want to be home with my family. I forsake my family for 3 decades, for a generation. So I'm not going to be sitting in a damn studio calling a video game. I'm sorry. Not to mention, there's all these young broadcasters in the SJHL not doing anything right now. Bring them in to call the games. And maybe thirdly and most importantly, I know y'all think I'm a good time, Charlie, and don't take things seriously. In a lot of ways, I am. But when it comes to play-by-play and this business, it's locked down. You don't last as long in this business and have the success that I've had without having it locked down, i.e., I don't know these teams well enough. If I'm going to call play-by-play, I want to know who all the rosters are, all the players, and do it right. And I don't know enough. I'm not going to go on there and look like a fool. Fair?
Fair.
So all of a sudden, these guys, so you do it, and Myers does it, and Amanda Ruler, and they bring in the kid from Melfort, and they bring in Stack from Yorkton. Matt Barrett, by the way, is the kid's name from Melfort. And I'm watching this going, well, you guys are just jacking around. If all you wanted me to do was go on and be a goof off for an hour, I can do that. So last night, that's what I did. So I came in with Stackhouse, and I called game one of the Canal to Cup, and that goes back to what the hockey guy that texted me this morning, former general manager in the league, said, Rod, I tuned in because you were calling it and I couldn't believe how entertaining it was. He goes, I was hooked. He made it seem so real. So anyways, I know I'm going deep on this, but Brady asked, what's it like? So not only are we calling the game and it's with real players with real names at the SJHL input, but we're talking about, hey, we're going to Boston Pizza in Melfort after the game. Remember, we were there last year. Remember, I'll be having the hot wings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, this kid's from Grandlid. It's Ben Kachuk. Tkachuk. One of the players in the game. And I said, is the entire town of Grandlid watching tonight on Twitch? And it's fun stuff.
Well, things like we'd say, yeah, you're in the Northern Lights Palace or the Farrell Agencies Arena. And it looks like there's 18,000 people in there because they're playing in a, you know, video game NHL stadium. And so you look it up and it's like, the population of Melfort has quadrupled tonight inside the Northern Lights Palace with 18,000 people.
So it's like WWF, like you're dreaming it up. Or any of you older listeners, of which we don't have that many, but it's like the old John Deere tractor pull we used to run on CKRM. It was all fake. We would drop the dealers of John Deere dealerships, the actual guys that run them, and they're having tractor pulls. It was so much fun, but it was all fake. And that's what this reminded me of.
Yeah.
Neil Shuchuk writes in and says, well said, Rod. The Wolverines wanted the old SJHL guy to do a game. Nope. Need to be totally invested. So that's the White Court Wolverines wanted him to do it for the AJHL sim. And he said no. The SJHL writes in and says, Rod really adds some zing to the stream. He's like the ranch on our peanut butter sandwich. Well, I have opinions, and I will always have opinions. So you can, you know, I've been doing this a long time. You can fire me. You can kick me out the door. You can't take what's in here. That's why they call it intelligence. You'll never be able to control or own what I have up here.
Well, and yeah, so, you know, as you were sitting there being like, I don't want to do this. You know, this is sacred, doing play-by-play.
It's sacred. I take it seriously.
And, but then you watch it and kind of, okay, wait a second. I can do that, and it's not going to, you know, ruin my credibility, or it's not going to, you know, be a thing I don't like. Same thing, you know, I just kind of dip my toe into it, right? Rode shotgun with Myers for the first game, and you start realizing this doesn't have to be play-by-play perfect. You know, you can have some fun.
But I thought it did.
But then you steer a little bit into the game because you kind of get into it. And so then you're kind of like, bringing up the emotion a little bit, like you're doing play by play, and then you go quickly into left field talking to the comments. It's interesting.
Clark says, listen, we're just pausing the discussion. We'll come back for overtime and keep it up because I got a hell of a story, or what I think is a hell of a story about all this. When we return, we'll talk about the rock star of the day and all the rest. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Monday morning, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for overtime, everybody. We're still through 231 episodes figuring each other out here on this new expansion team that we call the Rod Peterson Show Corp. And you notice the new look and the guys, like, I don't even understand this stuff anymore. You have the TriCaster, right? It's like, would you use the pilot analogy was a pretty good one by
me? Yeah, you know what?
It's like a pilot coming into the plane and there's a new dash in front of him.
We got a new plane today.
Yeah.
And you might not know how to work all the controls or access them all, but once you get the hang of it, it's, yeah.
I have no idea what you just said, Ryan. You're a tech guy. Get back in your cage. I'll handle the entertainment.
But you're going to, you know, you're just getting the hang of it. It's like, I'm driving a new plane today. We might hit a little turbulence, folks. But you know what? Once you get a handle on all the controls, the guys back there, you'll realize we have so many more toys to play with, and it's going to look a lot
now nice. That I think about it, where I think our tech guys erred in not telling people that we have all new technology. Now that I think about it, if I was sitting in the exit row and they said, folks, we've got a brand new control board for the pilot here today, so bear with us.
It's his first time.
So it's maybe a good thing we didn't tell anybody that we got all new.
So pay attention to that safety demonstration.
where you might need it. John in Vancouver says, what show number is this, lads? It's show number 231. So back to the sim. People are really, really understanding, whether they like it or not, who I am, what I'm all about, and what I'm like. And so last night on the sim, Stackhouse mentioned there was a goal scored low stick side on the goalie from Melford. And Stackhouse looks at me and he goes, is that tough to stop? And I said, that is the toughest shot to stop for a goalie. If your blocker is your right hand, low sticks, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me of just yesterday, I was at the farm with my oldest brother and him, and I have two older brothers. And they used to, we'd go down in the basement and they would take shots on me and I was the goalie. And they knew that my kryptonite was low stick side. And so they would say, let's work on your low stick side. And I'm like, after five shots, I'm like, I'm bored. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes to this reflection that's happened probably since I switched jobs or whatever's happened in the last year. My dad on his deathbed, I will swear on his grave, which I visited yesterday, said to me, he said, you could have played pro hockey, maybe even the NHL. And I looked at him and I said, what? Why didn't you tell me that? I would have tried harder. And he goes, why? You weren't serious about it. You want to do what you're doing, and that's fine. I'm very proud of you. So when it comes to the play-by-play, that's my whole point. Locking things down, details, that's what I get serious about. But taking shots all day on my low stick side, let's go have a popsicle. Not interested.
Holy smokes. That was the perfect analogy. The tweet I sent out about the two lines and what you like to do and what you're good at.
Right.
That's exactly it. It's not about finding out, you know, you get to do what you're the best at or you get to do what you love the most. It's wherever those graphs intertwine, and you might have been better at hockey than you were at this, but you like this more. And it, you know, and you're good at it. When those two things line up, what you're good at and what you love to do. Clearly.
And you're allowed to do it.
And you're allowed to. Well, nobody needs to give you permission. You just need to find a way to do it. And you've done it.
I guess. The birthday boy's in the house. How are you, Paul?
Got some
cake. Alan the intern. We're going to have to find a way to keep this guy around, by the way. The Asian sensation, Alan the intern. Writes in and he says, would you play hockey as a goalie if there was a celebrity shootout?
Oh, yeah.
I'll answer for myself, Paul.
Thank you.
You sound like my family. I don't know. What are we talking about here?
Well, remember what we talked about? The team?
On ice?
If we were touring around, would you be the goalie?
No.
Would you be out?
Absolutely no chance would I be the goalie. But that's the... Why? Were you not listening, Alan? I didn't like being a goalie. I was fairly proficient at it, but I didn't love it. And things really got... When the shots got hard, then it really wasn't fun. So no, I wouldn't be the goalie. Can we find somebody?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have the gear we have now either.
So are you trying to convince me?
Trying to convince that it might not be so bad this time. We'll give you
that. Well, I will say this too, by the way, because I think this is a good old Saskatchewan story. I had the Chris Osgood helmet and cage, and I loved it. And I had a pair of pads for the brief time that I was with the Brandon Weekings. They came in for Trevor Kidd, and they were 36 inches. We're both tall guys, but they were white. And Trevor Kidd goes, I don't want these. I wanted Durasoft. You're too young to remember, but it's that really light tan. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
But what they shipped was white. So the Weekings said, do you want these? Because otherwise, you know, we're giving them away or sending them back. I'm like, I'll take them. So I had all this really awesome gear. And then I went to PA to be the voice of the Raiders, and they gave me beautiful green and gold gloves. Now, I look like a Christmas tree, red helmet, green and gold gloves, white pads. But after amount of time, I just got tired of it. Idiots in rec hockey that still think they're going to sign a pro contract that are whizzing shots at my head. Not interested, Alan, and you know that's going to happen in a celebrity game. Not interested. There's a guy here in town. His name's Sandor. And I know that you might even know him. That I say his name. He came down at the Al Ritchie one day and was firing him at my head. And I said, you shoot at my head one more time, I'm going to throw my stick at yours. He came down and shot at my head. And I chased after him and I threw my stick like a helicopter. Adam. I missed him. Point taken, however. Told you I was going to.
Yes.
So why I'm off on this tangent, I don't know. But I just found that broadcasting was a lot more fun. I could do it a lot longer. And here we are. Oh, and Jeff in Calgary says, sounds like a Stamps Rider game. We're going to need hours to talk about stuff that's gone on between the players and the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And why I don't just hate the Stampeders because of anything I did. I hated the way they treated my team, the Riders. I mean, anything from showing up to the stadium for a playoff game and the security saying, oh, you can't park here. You got to go park over by the baseball stadium and walk. It's like a half a mile away. It's minus 20. What? Yeah. Why? We've never had to do that before. You know, just dumb little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or during the game, they move the kicking nets on our kickers. So they're all the time you see John Ryan punting in the kicking net or the kicker, Lowther. And then they go to do it and the net's gone. And it's like, well, hey, it's in the game. So the Riders are, of course, telling me this on the bus after, which the Riders always won in the playoffs. Remember that, Jeff? And we would be talking about this. And then I'm like, well, call the commissioner. This is what the general managers tell me about it. And I said, call the commissioner. And they said, oh, they'll just say it's sour grapes. We just got to put up with it. Is that supposed to foster love between two rivals?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, it's okay. Treat us like crap. We got a break. See, this is just triggered. We could probably go 3 hours, Paul.
No.
No, thank you. Finally, somebody talking some sense. You can vote now on our Rockstar of the Day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions on our Twitter poll. Joey Alfieri, Travis Lule, Richie Leone, or Richie Roy. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI, and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. Tomorrow, Matthew Barnaby. The NHL bad boy from Sirius NHL Radio, who now has his podcast rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Another epiphany in my life, driving to Arcola with Matthew Barnaby. And he goes, I want to do what you're doing. Hmm? Right. Well, the video, the show, the everything. Yeah, everybody does, Barney. Now he's doing it. Matthew Barnaby Unfiltered. Great guy. TSN's John Liu. New Jersey Devils defenseman Damon Severson. Nice job, Clark. And Lieutenant Eric from TSN 1260 Edmonton, Eric Holt. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
Oh.
All luck.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.